Hoping to build Security Council support for a possible new UN resolution on Iraq, the United States has changed the text of the previous draft. The amended version responds to objections by some Security Council members and intends to encourage more nations to share the military and financial burdens in Iraq. But there is considerable pessimism in Washington and at the UN that even if approved, the new resolution would result in significant new contributions. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the United States revised the working draft of the resolution after consultations with other governments recently in Geneva and last week when President Bush was at the United Nations.
We listened very carefully to what we've heard over the last few weeks. We have incorporated, we think, many of the ideas and suggestions that we've heard from others, tried to respond to the kind of issues that we've heard from others.
Including, Boucher says, the issue of transferring political authority from the U.S.-led occupation to the Iraqi people.
We have tried to respond to the desire to see more of a sense of movement and momentum on the political process, to move more quickly towards a timeline and then implementation of the political process. And so we've done that in a variety of ways in the text that others are now starting to look at.
Boucher says the new language also defines more precisely the role of the United Nations in Iraq. That was recommended by many heads of state and foreign ministers in speeches over the last week or so before the UN General Assembly. The resolution would authorize a multinational stabilization force for Iraq, led by the United States. Boucher says the new text makes it clear that the force would be deployed to support the transfer of authority back to the Iraqi people. Some State Department officials express optimism that the resolution will be approved in the Security Council, although perhaps with an abstention. France apparently still is not satisfied with the language on the political transition. But U.S. officials downplay expectations that the resolution would produce much in the way of troop contributions from other countries. Some members of Congress are skeptical that it will elicit large financial contributions either. Congressman David Obey, a Democrat from Wisconsin, speaking to Pentagon officials at a committee hearing on the president's request for another $87 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan.
I mean, with all due respect, the language you use in suggesting that you're going to go after contributions from our allies. God bless you. I wish you luck. But I will make you a flat bet that the Chicago Cubs have a better chance of winning the World Series than you have of getting a major amount of money from any of our allies at this point.
Pentagon Controller Dov Zakheim told the hearing, the United States hopes to raise billions of dollars from other governments at a donors conference this month in Madrid. But this week, the European Union pledged only $234 million, a figure that outraged some members of Congress. At a news conference in Brussels yesterday, EU Commissioner for External Relations Chris Patten defended the amount.
This is a figure which isn't political. It represents both what we can do out of a budget which is extremely sorely stretched, Palestine, Afghanistan, other places in the world, and it represents, in our judgment, what we can easily spend in 1 year.
Chris Patten pointed out that each member nation of the European Union may make individual contributions, as happened with the Fund for Afghanistan. Patten predicted that donor nations will be more generous toward Iraq once Iraqis regain political control in their country. As for the donors' conference in Madrid, UN diplomats and aid workers say that Washington is likely to be disappointed. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.